Comedy Stars of Broadway. Presented by Alka-Seltzer. Featuring Frank Crummett with his Broadway band. Frank presents on this transcribed program as his special guests the long and short of Broadway comedy, Elongated Slim Kirby and Petite Helen Duval. But here's Frank to tell you more about our show.
I'm duly grateful for your introduction, Major Gallopser, and friends of our radio audience, how do you do, and pleasant greetings. Our initial contribution will feature three lovely lassies of harmony, the Curlicues, competently supported, I presume, and I trust I'm not presuming too much, by the members of the orchestra. The title of the tune, Dreamy Eyes.
You may not think every word I speak is true, but dreamy eyes. You're making me dream of June nights and tropical island moonlights. Dreamy eyes. You're making my dreams come truer, my heavenly skies much bluer. When you smile, I see the sun. When you cry, I can see a rainbow in your wonderful dreamy eyes. Stop looking at me so queerly. You know that I love you dearly. Dreamy eyes. I'm planning a future for you. You know that I do adore you. Can't you see that life will be all sugar and cream? Dreamy eyes. Oh, with those dreamy eyes, you're making my dream of June nights and island moon nights. Dreamy eyes, you're making my dreams come truer. My sky's much bluer. When you smile, I see the sunshine, sunshine. When you cry, I can see a pretty rainbow in your wonderful dreamy eyes, your beautiful dreamy eyes. Oh, I planned a future for you. Don't you know that I adore you, dream?
Sweetly sung, girls, and the boys, by the way, you didn't have very much to do there, so I'm going to give you another chance to shine. And now, good people, we give you one of our real extra, extra specials, a modern version of Liebestraum. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of the cause. That means you, Frank Gallup. This is your time to tell all our good friends about the merits of Alka-Seltzer.
I wonder how many of you folks have pushed back from the table after a big meal and said to yourself, gee, that was good, but I'll bet I'll pay for it later. And then, about an hour or so afterward, you knew for certainty it would have been wiser if you had avoided that second helping and refused that rich dessert. Of course, we all know that it isn't wise to overeat, but we often do. So when you eat too much, and you want to discover a most effective and pleasant way to get quick, definite relief from that dull headache, that sour stomach, that acid indigestion or other distress after a heavy meal, be sure to try Alka-Seltzer. An Alka-Seltzer tablet or two in a glass of water makes a sparkling, pleasant-tasting drink that brings the kind of relief you want in a hurry. But you can't possibly appreciate how helpful Alka-Seltzer can be for an upset stomach or distress after meals until you've tried it. So why not get a package of these effervescent alkalizing tablets from your druggist? He has them in 30 and 60 cent size packages. And remember, too, that any druggist will serve you a glass of Alka-Seltzer at his soda fountain at any time.
Say, Frank, you always bring us words of comfort and wisdom. Your mother must be proud of you. At least I am. And now back in the back part of your memory book, here's myself, supported by my Glee Club. Wait till you hear the Glee Club singing Low Bridge, Everybody Down. I got an old mule and her name is Sal.
15 years on the Erie Canal.
She's a good old worker and a good old pal.
15 years on the Erie Canal.
We've hauled some barges in our day, filled with lumber, coal, and hay. And every inch on the way I know, from Albany down to Buffalo. Low bridge, everybody down. Low bridge, we must be getting near a town. You can always tell your neighbor, you can always tell your pal, if he's ever navigated on the Erie Canal. Well, at least I was good anyway. Now, at the request of your excellencies, the great American public, we present once more, in command performance, that long drink of water, Slim Kirby, and his little girlfriend, Helen Duval.
Thank you, Frank, and how do you do, Helen? We meet again.
Yes, we meet again, Slim, but you don't seem very happy about seeing me.
Oh, yes, I'm very happy to see you, Helen, but I'm having trouble with my family. They don't seem to like where they have to live. Now, take my brother James, for instance. He lives in the country, and he's itching to be in the city.
Well, that's true of a lot of people.
And there's my brother John. He lives in the city, and he's itching to be in the country.
Just a difference of opinion, Slim.
Yeah, my brother Bill. He's a bum. He's just itching.
I'll bet he is.
The only one in my whole family who seems to be satisfied is my sister, Grace.
Where does she have to live?
Well, she doesn't really have to live at all, but she does. She lives in Goiter, Long Island.
Oh, Goiter, Long Island?
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of Goiter, Long Island.
Great neck, Helen. Great neck.
Oh.
And she's so interested in her musical career that even Great Neck doesn't bother her.
Musical career?
Yeah.
Is she a musician?
Well, not exactly, but she does evoke certain weird tones from the violin.
Oh, then she's a violinist.
No, she just fiddles around a bit.
Does she play the violin by ear?
Yeah, but next week we're going to buy her a bow.
She should do better then.
She always plays for the fire department down there.
Oh, yes, I see. For the firemen's dances.
No. At fires.
At fires?
Sure.
How odd.
Oh, no. You see, the chief's name is Nero.
Well?
And he wants someone to fiddle while the town burns.
I get it, a hot fiddler.
You said it. As soon as she learns to play swing music, they're going to have a lynching just to give her practice.
Well, that should help a lot.
It will, but of course she gets a lot of practice now.
In what way?
Well, she plays for weddings, funerals, murders, and all the social affairs.
Does she get paid for playing?
Well, she gets paid all right, but not for playing.
For what then?
For stopping.
Oh.
She played at a concert last night. She played Carry Me Back to Old Virginia.
Lovely.
And now she's marching through Georgia.
Quite a trip, I'd say.
Yeah, all the people in Great Neck were wishing that she'd been playing California, Here I Come. You know, last Christmas morning, she went down to the jail and played for a poor, lonely prisoner they had down there.
Now, wasn't that lovely of her to do that on Christmas Day, too?
Yeah, she felt sorry for the poor fellow. When she was leaving, she said, "Young man, I'm coming right back here and play for you again next Sunday morning."
Yes.
And Saturday night, he shot himself.
Well, sing, Slim, but not like your sister plays.
All right, give voice.
In the shadows, let me come and sing to you.
I look much better in the dark, Helen.
You're telling me?
Let me dream a song that I can bring to you. Take me in your arms and let me cling to you.
Oh, Slim.
Oh, Helen.
Let me linger long. Let me live my song. In the winter, let me bring the spring to you.
I'm really hot stuff, Helen.
Let me feel that I mean everything to you. Love's old song will be new. In the shadows when I come and sing to you.
Great big masterful man.
Yeah, a good wind comes along and I'll fall to pieces.
In the shadows when I come and sing to you.
Oh, well done, Slim and Helen, and thank you very much. And now, good people, if you'll wait just a second till I change my grass skirt, we'll put on a little Hawaiian episode for you entitled Little Heaven of the Seven Seas, featuring the three curlicues with a little hula business by the boys. Okay, men, let's go.
Did you ever notice how people who always feel good, make a lot of friends, and always seem to get the most fun out of life? Well, good health seems to go hand in hand with happiness. Would you like to know the secret of always feeling your best? Well, first of all, avoid doing those things which can easily upset your normal alkaline balance. In other words, don't eat or drink or smoke too much. Keep late hours or overindulge in other ways. And secondly, if you should happen to break any of these rules of good health, and as a result, suffer with a headache, an upset stomach, distress after eating, or that miserable morning after feeling, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer, and help yourself to twofold relief. You see, when you dissolve an Alka-Seltzer tablet or two in a glass of water, it bubbles up and forms a sparkling alkalizing solution which contains an analgesic, sodium acetyl salicylate. And then when you drink it, it first relieves your pain and discomfort and then helps correct the cause of the trouble when associated with an excess acid condition. Alka-Seltzer is so easy and pleasant to take, and the relief it brings is so remarkable, you can't afford to be without a supply handy at all times. So get a 30 or 60 cent size package of these analgesic alkalizing tablets from your druggist the next time you're in his store, or sooner if you should happen to be distressed before them. Ask for Alka-Seltzer, folks, when you want a real friend in time of need.
Oh, I like those hula songs I do. Well, folks, time has come for us to push along. Oh, Slim and Helen, come on over here and say goodbye to the folks, will you?
Okay, Frank, but I guess I'll have to do the honors for both of us.
Well, why is that, Helen?
Well, my tall boyfriend has a new job.
Really? What is? Yeah? What is it?
He's peeping over transoms for Jimmy Fiddler and Walter Winchell.
Well, then I guess we better say goodbye before he gets the lowdown on me. So, friends, this is Frank Crummett saying bye now. You're invited, all of you, to be with us again real soon.